On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM. And with the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, here's Ishmael Khawaja.
Theresa May is formally asked for a Brexit delay.
I have therefore this morning written to President Tusk, the President of the European Council, informing him that the UK seeks an extension to the Article 50 period until the 30th of June.
Any longer than that would involve the UK having to take part in European elections, something the Prime Minister says is unacceptable 3 years after the referendum. Mrs May still wants MPs to hold a third vote on her withdrawal deal. The extension has to be approved by the other 27 EU countries. And until then, Brexit is still scheduled for a week on Friday. The Labour leader says we're in a full-scale national crisis.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A Northfleet man accused of attempted murder after a woman was attacked and another man stabbed has pleaded not guilty. Jonathan Dowling from Springhead Parkway was arrested last month. This morning, he appeared at Crown Court via video link to deny the charge. The 27-year-old is also accused of stealing a car. He's been remanded in custody and is due to go on trial in August. Love Island is going to start offering support to all of its contestants rather than just those who ask for help. Training on how to deal with social media and financial pressures will be offered following a six-month review. Mike Thalassitis, who took part in 2017, was found dead on Saturday. Psychologist Judy James says reality TV affects people differently.
There's some people that achieve instant fame and they have to learn how to deal with that. I think there's other people that probably more frequently they'll have their burst of fame when they're on the show and then they come out and have to integrate back into normal life again. And that hits them very hard as well.
Plans have been revealed for a huge new housing development near Deal, which campaigners are describing as a small town. Proposals for land close to Northbourne include 3,750 homes, a primary and secondary school, shops, restaurants and a doctor's surgery. People who live nearby say it will ruin the countryside, now worried about how the roads will cope with the extra traffic. A fireman's won a £23,500 payout from the Ministry of Defence after he was pushed headfirst through a window by a colleague in Kent. Paul Wynne was working at Manston Airport when he was attacked in 2012, despite him previously warning managers about the man's volatile behaviour, as well as injuries the 64-year-old suffered from post-traumatic stress and depression, which forced him to retire. Getting to school by bus in Kent is going to cost an extra £60 from September. The price of the young person travel pass is due to rise from £290 to £350 per school year. Council bosses have approved the hike, which will save them £800,000. Parents are being urged not to shout negative comments from the sidelines of children's football matches in Kent. Former Gillingham footballer Andrew Crofts and his parents are fronting a campaign using the hashtag #LetUsPlay.
Fuel your kids with positive encouragement. Let them enjoy playing football. Football's a beautiful game. Anything negative, stay away from. If they haven't played well, so what? It's a game of football that they're playing at young ages.
They feature in a video encouraging mums and dads not to put their children under too much pressure on the pitch. It's the brainchild of the Kent FA. Luke Baker is one of their youth development officers.
The type of behaviour that we really want to stamp out is that negativity. So if a child makes a mistake, then actually that's not something that we should come down hard on them on. It's actually something that we can learn from.
We've tweeted a link to their video via at KMFM News. Part of the A2 has been closed for emergency repairs. The London-bound carriageway near Harbledown is expected to remain shut until 4 this afternoon. Stay with KMFM for travel updates.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
A football legend has been giving us his thoughts on the England squad and a huge investment in women's sport. Lucy has all the latest this lunchtime.
Well, Harry Redknapp says he thinks England will soon be celebrating a major title again. Their sole piece of silverware came at the 1966 World Cup. But Redknapp reckons the current squad are on the cusp of something incredible.
We've got an amazing group of young players. I mean, it's such an exciting time. I just see so much talent there. The future looks amazing. I think we are on course to win a major European or World Cup. I think there's a big competition in this group of England players now.
Staying with football, and Maidstone have beaten Gillingham on penalties to reach the final of the Kent Senior Cup. The Jewels gave some of their younger and less experienced players the chance to shine at the Gallagher last night. The game finished 2-2 and Maidstone took the win 4-2 on spot kicks. And the Football Association is calling a new partnership with Barclays, the biggest ever investment in UK women's sport, by a brand. The bank is sponsoring the Women's Super League, offering its first ever prize money of £500,000. The deal will also support a nationwide project to develop girls' access to football at school.
That's the latest. Next update at 2.